Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Marina on ESPN 100.9 FM. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by head football coach Leonard Haynes. Coach Haynes, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good to see you, man. We are coming to you. This is our final episode of Northwood Football Weekly. I'd like to thank you, Coach Haynes, for coming on every week, and for all the players, for all their great, honestly, great year interviews. Really good, good group of
good
guys.
Good group of guys.
Good group of guys. Good group of guys.
Picked them well.
Yep. And then, so our last guest will be Garrett McGraw from the Northwood offensive line. He'll be joining us in segment two. And later on tonight, since it is the last football episode, it's also our season basketball preview episodes, we will have Autumn Hagedorn from the women's team talking about their season that gets underway at home tomorrow against Saginaw Valley at 4 o'clock. And then our final segment is with Lonnie Griffin, the men's coach, who gets underway in Missouri this weekend at Drury with games starting tomorrow night. Coach, last weekend, Ohio-Dominican, 35-24 final. I thought it was a big step forward for the team for how they had been performing. I mean, it just, again, it's we talk about the margins, and you guys play well, don't quite get that field goal on that opening drive, but end up taking that 3-0 lead. Yeah. And then 23 seconds later, unfortunately, you're down 7-3 after that because they get an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, just lack of focus back there in the secondary, and something we practiced was crack and go, and receivers wide open because our corner bites on the bubble, and receivers wide open. So just some things we talked about as staff that and talked to the players about mainly. Hey, you got to stay locked in and disciplined and just do your job, all right, and so it happened twice.
Yeah.
twice.
Same play.
Same play. So, but to that end, I mean, our kids did battle. They fought. I was very, very happy the way we came out fighting and stayed energized the whole game and played the four quarters.
Yeah. And you look at, 26 first downs, 405 yards offense. That's the best. And in particular, Garrett McGraw coming on later, I thought the offensive line had its best game in a long time.
Yes, they really stepped up. You know, we knew Ohio Dominican had a strong defensive line. They had some guys that can get after the quarterback. And I thought Coach Arnold did a great job of challenging our guys all week. And I tell you, they really held in there together. I think created a nice pocket for Nate and also Jacob. And I thought that was just great to see the maturity of that offensive line.
Yeah, and I thought ran the ball well. He had good balance. Got some ground game going. Breck Allward had over 90 yards rushing. You threw for 200 plus yards. So good balance on the day. I mean, it's one of those games that, like, you look back on and you see there was a lot of good things that happened in that game, and unfortunately, it just wasn't quite enough.
No.
High Dominican's a good team. We got to give them credit.
And
too.
They're a very good team, and I thought our guys really battled. And again, I mean, you got to pull those type of games out against good teams. You can't make mistakes against good teams. And but again, I thought, you mentioned Breck Allward. I thought he did an amazing job. And so, and we play with a lot of backups, to be honest, in that game. And that's probably what I'm real proud of, because we had third-team guys in there, second-team guys in there, and they really stepped up, man, and they started to play and play with confidence. So I'm really proud of the team for that.
Yeah, Angelo Zarnicki had 90 yards receiving. Good job out of the receiving core. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of guys you did not expect to see out there that stepped up and made a play. And one guy that is a starter who made a big play for you guys was Bimba Tinkara, who read that screen pass perfectly and got a pick six out of it at the end of the first half.
I was so happy for Bimba, for the team. Yes. Bimba, that's his second touchdown of the year.
I know, that's true. And talk about how that play developed and what he saw.
Well,
obviously, you guys must have saw that on film because he was very well prepared for it.
Well, yeah, I think our defense coach has done a great job, obviously, scouting. Again, if you study the game as a player, the game becomes a little easier, I guess, if you will. And so as the screen was developing, you could see Bimba lock in on a running back, and then he just stepped in front of him, pick six. And so that was very, very exciting for him, man.
Yeah, and that was a big play, and unfortunately they got a touchdown. That was with a minute 16 and a half, and it turned into a 14-10 game.
Yes.
And then if you send the game 14-10 at halftime, but to Ohio Dominican's credit, they responded and went down and got a touchdown and made it 21-10 at halftime. So coming up this weekend, home finale, Walsh, a team that struggled this year, but looking at their results, they've been playing – very competitively the last few weeks. So there another again, we're broken records. I could record this section of the interview with you every week and say like how. But they're a team that you're going to have to come out and play well to get a victory.
Yes, they're very talented, actually, man. And their defense has kept them in a lot of games. They've done some good things. They rotated some quarterbacks in and out. I think they're playing a freshman right now. But, yeah, they play competitive, real competitive football right now, man. They're speaking of offense. They got a couple big backs. Guys compounded in there. So, again, we got to step up. We got to be the aggressors. We got to be able to finish, and we cannot make mistakes, and we will not make mistakes. So that's all I'm asking of the guys. Play hard, go out with a bang for these seniors.
Yes, I was going to say, my next question was going to be, it is senior day. Yeah. Big group of seniors tomorrow or Saturday. I knew it. I don't know what day it is anymore. You know how it goes.
It's Friday, right?
It is today. It's Thursday. It is Thursday. Yes. Yeah. So I know you're going to want to have a great game for those guys.
Yes, and that's what we preached all week, man, all week long. These guys, again, I'll say this again. It may not show in the win column, man, about, how, this team really is. I think it shows up more so in behind the scenes and the culture that these seniors really have just took it and shaped it. And so I'm so proud of these guys, man. And I know I'm an alum here.
Yeah,
I play ball here.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've coached here for years. I want nothing but success for this football team and this football program. And so these kids have really stepped up from that standpoint, man, and just being leaders. Just the players started to lead. And so behind the scenes, the culture definitely developed and became much better. And I love all those kids, man, for stepping up.
Well, Coach, always appreciate you. Another great season on the air. Love hanging out with you. You know I love talking to you. So thanks for coming on, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Garrett McGraw. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM, presented by Frick's Bar and Grill and by the Polecat Golf Course. Our next guest, one of the aforementioned seniors we talked about, playing in his last game tomorrow or Saturday. That's the second time I've said Thursday, Saturday. Garrett McGraw. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Last week of playing, big your last game. It's got to be a mixed bag of emotions as you're getting ready to go.
As you said, it's a mixed bag of emotions for sure. I mean, it's my last game ever. I mean, it's kind of hard to even explain how I feel right now. But it's definitely going to be some tears probably on Saturday since my last time suiting up, but I'm very excited to get on the field.
And I told Coach Haynes, I thought you guys had one of your best games of the season Saturday against Ohio Dominican.
Yeah.
Opened up some running lanes, mm-hmm. passing game was going well. What do you think kind of came together on that game last week?
Attention to detail, just five moving as one for offensive line and the entire offense, eliminating critical errors and just getting after it for the most part.
And I've talked to Coach Haynes so much about this season, but like the difference between a successful play and a not successful play can be something so minor that John, average football fan, doesn't even see.
Yeah.
Like you step on your shoelace, lose balance, that guy falls over. What would have been a 15-yard run now is a 4-yard loss.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying, attention to detail and bringing it all together. Now that you're in your senior year, what do you think your biggest difference is as a player from now compared to like when you came in?
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't even think I was going to be able to play at the college level at all until I got coaches that actually explained to me that, hey, if you really want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
And I got better over the years. I played as a redshirt freshman. So, I mean, it's just doing the grind. Like, it's hard, but I feel like anyone can do it if they want to play.
Do you think, like, when you look back at you, when you came in as a freshman, didn't think you could play, what's your biggest level of improvement from that?
Probably just getting overall understanding of the game of football, especially as an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Like, offensive linemen, they don't really pay attention to everything because it's kind of hard as an offensive lineman to be like, oh, I don't know this part of the offense. But, like, once you get a grasp of the whole scheme of things, I think that's when you start becoming an elite player.
Right, right. And I know, like, everybody talks about, too, is that speed.
Yeah.
Like you think it's like, oh, it'll be a difference, but then like you see it in person and then it's really fast. And then by right now, the game has slowed down a lot from compared
to sure. I mean, like my first game ever was against Tiffin in 2019. And man, that game difference, my heart was pounding. I was just like, this is college football right here. This is way different than any other game I've played before.
You're a Clio native.
Clio.
Talk about your high school career and what was some of your highlights from that time.
I mean, Clio football is not really that good at all. Last playoff team ever was 1996.
Okay.
I
was in college then, so that's a long time ago. I had hair then, so that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I just always had a dream that I wanted to play college football, and my high school coach was like, if you really put your mind to it, you can do it, and I did it. A lot of people thought that I would never be able to do it from where I came from, but I actually did it, and now I'm playing. So, yeah, it's crazy to think about.
It's awesome. We're talking with Garrett McGraw here on Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. So Saturday being senior day, mm-hmm. having the family walk out. I'm assuming you're having your walkie family walk out.
Yeah, my mom and my dad are.
I mean, that's going to be a moment you're like both looking forward to and dreading at the same point.
Yeah, I can't even explain those kind of emotions, but I'm just happy that I get to play it once again. So
yeah, and Walsh is a team that mm-hmm. their defense is the strength of their team. And
yes, it is.
It just feels like every week I talk to Leonard, I go, man, these defensive lines are really they're like seemingly the strength of this league is the defensive lines.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another stiff challenge for you guys.
I mean, they run a very exotic defense, and that's definitely their strongest point in being able to compete with all these teams in the GMAC. So.
Last question I always ask everybody is, what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done with football?
I'm an entrepreneurship major, and I plan on working in business management.
Okay. Anything lined up yet? Or
not sure yet. But
are you graduating in December or in May?
December.
I know. It's always sometimes some of these guys. It is wild. Like some of these guys, like we had Noah Brown on last week. He's like, I graduate, and then I got this thing lined up in Detroit. And I'm like, man, you guys are smart. That's for sure. Well, Garrett, congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. And good luck, and have a good senior day.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back with Autumn Hagedone. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Football season's winding down, but that also means the start of basketball season, and our next guest is the head coach of the women's program, Autumn Hagedone. Autumn, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Your season gets underway this weekend, Friday against Saginaw Valley at 4 o'clock, Saturday against Lake State at 5:30. Talk about how your preseason's been going.
It's been good. It's been super exciting to be obviously back in the gym with a lot of returners, a lot of veteran players, and then also sprinkling some new faces. So we've been just getting everybody gelling and meshing, and focusing definitely on the defensive end of the floor has been a focal point for us this preseason, just because that's an area that I think we need to get a lot better at after last season.
You guys do bring back a lot of players. Talk about some of those key players coming back that are poised for big seasons.
Yeah, obviously the five, we have six seniors, so I'm seven seniors with Jayla Strickland and McKenna Walker both coming back for their fifth years, and then we have five seniors that are definitely going to see a lot of time for us on the floor in Maisie Taylor, Kenzie Todd, Allie Kaiser, Ava D'Amelia, and Adele Kemp. They have put in a ton of work this postseason into summer, and they kind of just hit the ground running from day one of preseason. So it was awesome to have that veteran leadership where they know what it takes to get work done in the summer to make our preseason better for us and for our team and for our program. So it was awesome to have that leadership on the floor as we've started.
And you guys are coming off an 18-win season, a very successful first season for you. So knowing that you've got that group coming back kind of gets you guys, I bet, because, I mean, you worked with Jeff Curtis before, but you changed some things. This is your program.
Yeah.
There's the cloud of, I don't want to say the cloud, that sounds bad, but the impact of Jeff Curtis, but this is your program. So now, but now you're in year two, and everybody's had a year under your system, so you got to feel like you're ahead of the game to where you were like a year ago at this time.
Completely agree, yeah. And it was, I think the focus for us last season was just kind of changing the offense a little bit and making it a little more, you know, free-flowing, and I think, you know, Jeff and I were going in that direction anyway, before obviously he became the athletic director. But with that being said, we did spend a lot of time on our offense last year, and we definitely had no problem scoring throughout the entire season last year. But yeah, so this season we've kind of flipped the script and have been focusing a lot on the defensive end.
We're talking with Autumn Hagedone here on Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. We should also talk about some of your newcomers. You got a very talented group of freshmen you're very excited about, and I know they've made an immediate impact for you guys in practice.
Yeah, we have Maeve St. John, and we have Hannah Schroeder, and we have Ella Miller, who are three freshmen that have come in, and they have – it's amazing, you know, basketball is basketball, but they have just like this different light about them. They have different personalities, and it's so fun to mix in with the current girls. You know, there's a large age gap in some of them, but it's awesome to have a group of freshmen that are just as excited as the returners to jump in and get going.
And even with that big group of veteran players you mentioned, those freshmen are all going to get minutes for you, and they're all going to be contributors for your team this year.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing to have a mix of both, so that way it's not just relying on them, but they get to learn from the upperclassmen while also still getting that game time experience.
This weekend, you've got Saginaw Valley and you've got Lake State, so it's weird that these are teams we're very used to and accustomed playing for, but the change of league and stuff, it means you're going to jump right in and play Saginaw Valley. Talk about that. It's exciting, but it's also odd. Too.
It is odd. I've been talking to a lot of people about that because everyone's like, home opener this weekend, who are you guys playing? And I'm like, well, Saginaw Valley. So it is different, but it's also exciting. So you not only have, you know, first game excited jitters and excited nerves, we get to play our rival on day one. So I'm super excited. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come out and support us, and we can't wait.
Yeah, that's Friday at 4 o'clock here at Reitman Arena on the campus of Northwood University. Then Saturday, Lake State as well. That's at 5:30 after the football game. Come out and do a doubleheader.
Yep.
So an exciting weekend. I want to talk a little bit about some of your local players here.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a Midland show and everything. And Maisie Taylor's been a key part of your team for a long time. She's your point guard.
Yep.
And she's the most consistent person in terms of the moods she's in. She's the most calm, even-keeled person I've ever met. Talk about what it's like coaching Maisie.
Yeah, Maisie has grown so much throughout her years here in her fourth year and then coming back again for her fifth year next year. She's just such a joy to coach. She's, like you said, they got that level head, just even-keeled personality. So she's never really, really high or really, really low. She's always kind of just that, you know, set like the tone setter for our team. And being a point guard, you naturally are that. But I feel like with her personality, it helps to keep us calm when we need to be calm. And even keel when we need to be even keel.
And then another one is McKenna Walker, you mentioned senior. We didn't think she was coming back last year. Talk about that process to bring her back.
Yeah, she is, like you said, a local kid from Auburn. She played for Bay City Western, scored a ton of points in high school. She can shoot the crap out of the ball. She played here for 4 years, and then she had that COVID fifth year, and we talked at the end of the season. She started to kind of be even a contributor for us towards the end of the year against Wisconsin. Wisconsin Parks. I just remember that game flashback, her senior night. She went off in the first quarter and continued to play the rest of the game and played really well. So she can score a lot of points quick, and she was able to get her master's degree here at Northwood. So she's like, why not come back for another year? And she's been awesome. She's been a good leader for us. It's, you know, when you've been in a program for 5 years, you just have that next level understanding of, you know, what needs to happen, what needs to be better during practice. And then obviously during games, she's just going to have that knowledge that I think will help us going forward.
And much like Maisie, two of the best people you're ever going to meet.
Oh,
two people, they're the kind of people you want on your program.
Yeah, they are kind-hearted, super supportive. Whatever I ask them to do, they're going to do with a smile on their face. They're amazing people.
And we should mention one more that just came in this year, Carly McCrum, a transfer from Ferris State. She played at Bay City John Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And how's her early time here at Northwood been going?
Yeah, so the transition from Ferris to Northwood, she was super excited coming in. I think it's a little different as far as offense and defense with what we're doing. She's still learning and trying to understand. But yeah, she's another one that can shoot the ball really well and has a great personality. You could lump her in with Maisie and Kenna as well. She's a very sweet girl. I would do it anything I ask, and she works extremely hard.
Well, this is your first year in the GMAC. The GLIAC, I think, obviously, GLIAC's a great conference. But if you look back at last year, I believe the regional final was Walsh versus Ashland, and Walsh advanced. So the GMAC in women's basketball is very strong. Ashland is the favorite. Talk about coming into this new league this year.
Yeah, we're super excited just to see some new faces. Obviously, our preseason is going to be a lot of familiar faces. And then once we jump into the GMAC, Ashland is a powerhouse. They've been a powerhouse for a lot of years. They got the number one seed in the poll, and they definitely deserved it. And Walsh, again, another really, really solid team. And then in Kentucky Wesleyan. So those three teams stand out to us as teams, you know, that we hope to compete and, you know, do well against. And then everywhere else, I mean, towards the end of the season, it was like you never know who was going to win on any given night in the GMAC. So I think the overall change in conference we're super excited for.
Last question here. So we mentioned how the team did going into year two with being comfortable with you. But how about you? How has it been for you now in year two? Now you've had some time and got a year under your belt. How did you feel now compared to like a year ago at this time?
Yeah, it's interesting. It happened so fast towards the beginning of last year. It was just kind of like, oh, yeah, I can do this. Hit the ground running. Where this year I've had a lot more time to think and reflect. So there's been a little bit more second guessing on, is this what we should be doing? So I think it's just a different perspective. But also having some fresh new faces makes it that way. Just because I'm like, oh, we have different talent that can do different things. So why not get creative and, you know, mix in some different defenses and do something different. So
I had a friend of mine tell me one time when he was 23, he thought he was ready to be a coach. And when he was 33, he thought he'd never be ready to be a head coach.
That is a very I can feel that right now.
Yes. So, yep. Well, Autumn, once again, Friday at 4 o'clock in Saginaw Valley and Saturday at 5:30 against Lake State. Two home games to start the year. Thanks for joining us. Great job, and good luck this season.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you on the basketball radio show coming up here soon, too, from Fricks. When Fricks gets open, Jeff Reckaway, we're looking at you. We'll take a break. Come back. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. As we mentioned before, our last show is also the football show, is also the basketball preview show. So we are joined now by our men's head coach, Lonnie Griffin. Coach Griff, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, T-Mac. How about yourself?
I'm great. How you feeling? Preseason's basically over. You've had some exhibition games, and obviously this is a new look for your team. How are you feeling going into the season?
I mean, encouraged. You know, we've had three exhibition games. We started with Great Lakes Christian and then had Central Michigan, and then we just had a scrimmage with Davenport here a few days ago. And I've been very happy because we've grown and shown growth in every single one of those games. And with a team that has 13 new players out of the 14, the fact that we are growing and getting better every day is at least every competition day is a good thing.
Yeah, that's – I was going to say, people don't know, you've got basically Dee Dee Ware and a lot of new faces mm-hmm. coming back here. So how have the newbies done so far? Like, I mean, I know that the learning curve is always big with new faces, especially when you've got a team full of them, but how do you feel like they're doing so far?
It's been good. You know, we've had some freshmen who have struggled, but they've continued to compete, and we've had some – transfers who are just learning a new system. They've been through the college experience, but learning our system. So I've been happy with our growth there for sure. Now, do we have some setbacks some days? 100%. But, you know, I think our guys are trying to get better and trying to carry over what we're trying to do. But like anything, it just takes a lot of reps for them to kind of get used to doing what we're trying to do.
Yeah, when you say freshman had a bad day, you could talk about every freshman in the history of college basketball that have done that so far. Of the new players, who's really stood out to you that's been performing well?
You know, I would say Savon Weichel, the transfer from Parkland by way of you know, I shouldn't say by way, but he's from Smyrna, Tennessee. I've been very happy with Noah Pruitt, a transfer from Mid Michigan. And he's originally from Okemos. I think we've got a freshman who I think could be pretty good going down the line, Will Young, who's from Okemos also. Him and Noah were teammates. So those, and then I would say Xavier Bargasser, a transfer from Alma. He's kind of been a really good guy for us, been a glue guy for us, been able to play him in a lot of different places. And he's been a guy that I think has been able to kind of do what we want him to do, and a guy that we can trust.
We're talking with Lonnie Griffin here on Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. We've talked a lot about those guys, but Dee Dee is back, Dee Dee Ware, and Dee Dee is one of my favorites of all time because Dee Dee is legitimately the quietest kid I've ever been around in athletics. I think you might agree with that too.
Yes, and he's actually talking more.
He is. I was just gonna my next point was gonna be he's coming out of his shell a little bit, but I think Dee Dee, I mean, you talk about a kid that is the same every day and just is somebody that you want to see do well. Dee Dee's near the top of the list for me.
100%. You know, and the growth he's had in the 3 years he's been here going into his fourth year, I'm so proud of him, because when he first started, it was a situation where he was his toughest critic, and he would basically go into a shell if something went wrong. But he's done a really good job, a great job this year, of being able to really have something happen, readjust, and not kind of lose that time, just keep moving forward and getting better. Does he have to improve on some areas? For sure, but his mental game has gotten stronger, and I'm so proud of him for that.
And the thing about DD, and I mean, every team has this, but he's a guy that doesn't have to score, but he's still going to be very important for you, because he's a very good defender. He's yes. so long, and he affects shots. Even when he's out of position, he can still recover and affect shots. He's probably your best defender coming in the season.
For sure, he is, and that's where I think we've got to remind him of that on a daily basis, because it comes easy to him. Because he's able to maybe make some mistakes and recover and make spectacular plays because of his athleticism. And we're talking about our best defender, but he's probably our best athlete and arguably probably the best athlete in the GLIAC going to the GMAC.
Yeah.
So if you and we got, I got to get this clip to you, but the dunk he had against CMU was impressive. So,
and it is funny because, and this isn't just talking about DD, but just in general, a lot of times the really spectacular dunk somebody has in a game oftentimes comes after a defensive breakdown yes. where somebody's yes. made a mistake, whether it is DD or the other defender, the person that makes the block, yes. but it's somebody else that's made a mistake that leads to that play happening.
100%, yes. And if you watch SportsCenter from a coach's perspective, you probably get upset. But, you know, if you watch it from a fan perspective, you think it's the coolest thing in the world.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is the SportsCenter highlights are teams that are – here's six highlights of the one team, but they also lost.
Yeah.
So that's neither here nor there.
Yes. Well, you know, we top 10, maybe we can get on there again. We've already had one for football.
Yeah, so. That's true. That is true. We're talking with Lonnie Griffin here on ESPN 100.9 FM. So where do you think your team has had the biggest growth from when you first got here, your first practice in the fall, to where they are now? Where do you think their growth has come?
I think their mentality of and now it's not great every day, but I think they've grown in what it takes to come to practice and be effective every day. And the mentality you have to have. So I think they've improved there. And if they're improving there, they're going to automatically improve on all those other things that we need to them to improve on, from a technique perspective or a philosophy perspective or, you know, just anything we want to do.
You guys are heading to Drury this weekend for a couple games. Mm-hmm. And the fun part about your schedule is not easy for a team that's got lots of new faces. There's no there's not really a warm-up period for you to get acclimated to college basketball for your newbies. This is a tough stretch to start, and Drury and Missouri S&T will certainly present a big challenge for you guys this weekend.
Oh, for sure. But
that's the way you want it, of course.
Yes. In the summer, that's how I want it. And then when I get to this week, I'm like, well, what am I doing? But no, I think, you know, our goal has to always be to try to get to that NCAA tournament and win that conference championship. And I'm not saying that's something that we're talking about doing right now, but you always have to put yourself in that position. And the only way you're going to do that is you have to play teams in the non-conference, because that's going to help you with regional rankings. And, you know, if we don't do it, we're never going to have that opportunity. And let's be honest, it's hard to duck them, because our region with the GLVC, the GMAC, and the GLIAC, I mean, it's one of the tougher ones in the country. So even if you're playing non-conference games, those are still pretty tough
yep.
non-conference games, because yep. like anybody – nobody wants to play the good teams.
Yep. Yeah. So. weird. It's really strange how that works. You mentioned first year in the GMAC. It's different than the GLIAC, but there's still a lot of really, really good teams in the GMAC as well.
For sure. I mean, we had four teams, and I can say that we now.
Yeah.
We had four teams go to the NCAA tournament last year.
And the regional champion, Hillsdale.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, an Elite Eight participant. So, yeah. This is a good fit for us from a philosophy standpoint from an institution, but I think it's a a great fit for us from an athletics perspective too. But it doesn't get any easier. It's not like, you know, you're leaving the GLIAC and, man, take a deep breath. It's no, you got to strap it up and and be ready to play every single day, because, you know, Finley has won a national championship. Hillsdale has been one of the top teams in the country, been in the top 25 the last couple of years. And I'm not even talking about Walsh, who was the number one team in the region last year.
They host the region last year. So.
Yeah, and then Cedarville, who's always tough. And so, and hey, don't forget Ashland, who is pretty good too. So, I'm just naming those because those are the ones that come to mind, but the league from top to bottom is good, and it's a really good basketball league. And, you know, the nice part about this, though, T-Mac, is usually when you go into a new league, you talk about, man, the learning curve. And for us, that learning curve isn't too big because we've got a lot of history with these schools, a lot of them being former GLIAC participants just like we were. So we played them in the past, and a team like Cedarville has been somebody that we've played in the past, so we understand who they are and what they're about. So the learning curve isn't as big. That doesn't mean that it's not going to be as tough because, you know, we're taking a lot of pups to fight some dogs. So
that is true. Well, Lonnie, you guys start Friday at 7 o'clock our time at Drury, 6 o'clock Central Time, and then Saturday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Central Time against Missouri S&T. Safe travels. Good luck this weekend, and good luck this season.
I appreciate it, T-Mac.
That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank Leonard Haynes and the Northwood football staff and all the players for a great season of the show. Really great group of guys. Can't thank them enough for how much fun and how professional they've been on the show. Thank them for all of that. Also like to thank Autumn Hagedone and Lonnie Griffin as their seasons get underway here shortly. We will have Northwood Basketball Weekly coming up soon. Hopefully we will be at Frick's coming up soon. But nonetheless, we'll have that show coming up in a couple weeks here. We will start our weekly episodes of Northwood Basketball Weekly coming up soon here on ESPN 100.9 FM. Saturday's football game is at 1 o'clock at Hanton Stadium. Your last chance to come out and see the Timberwolves play on Senior Day. Love to have a big crowd for our final game of the year. 1 o'clock against Walsh. If you can't make it to the game, all the links to follow the action are on GoNorthwood.com. In addition, like we mentioned, it is the basketball opening weekend as the men and women both play. The women are home this weekend. What a way to start for the women's team. A non-conference game against rival Saginaw Valley Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Reapma Arena, and then Saturday at 5:30 after football. You can come on out and you have a doubleheader of great Northwood action as the women's basketball team will play Lake Superior State, and good luck to the men as they travel to Missouri for a pair of games at Drury. That's going to do it. Thanks to everyone who's listened throughout the year. We'll be back soon. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.